In the mid-19th century, local anesthesia was rarely used and was essentially limited to the use of cold. At first, using mixtures of ice and salt, then after 1850 using ether or ethyl chloride sprays. Coca leaves chewed by South American Indians are known for their anesthetic effects. Alfred Niemann isolated cocaine in 1859, noting its anesthetic effect on the edge of the tongue. In 1884, Karl Koller was encouraged by his department head to find a method of local anesthesia. Koller was friends with Sigmund Freud, who was working on cocaine, especially for its stimulant effects in mental illness. Freud left him some cocaine, and Koller tested it, noting that his tongue was anesthetized. He then went to the laboratory, instilled a few drops into the eye of a frog, a guinea pig, then his own and that of his assistant, and each time noted the insensitivity of the cornea to contact with the tip of a needle. He discovered local anesthesia using cocaine. He operated on cataracts and on September 19, 1884, presented his results at the Heidelberg Congress. Within a few months, the use of cocaine in local anesthesia spread throughout the world. The simplest technique is local anesthesia by infiltration with cocaine. In 1906, August Beer invented endovenous regional anesthesia, which involves injecting the anesthetic into the veins of a limb whose blood circulation has been interrupted by a tourniquet. In 1898, August Beer invented spinal anesthesia by injecting cocaine under the dura mater after a lumbar puncture, thus anesthetizing the lower hemisphere. But it was above all the Frenchman Théodore Tufier who codified and developed the technique. Frenchmen Fernand Catlin and Jean-Marie Athanase Sicard proposed anesthetizing nerve roots outside the dura mater in the epidural space by injecting into the sacral canal through the sacrococcygeal hiatus. The idea of injecting into the same epidural space, passing between the vertebrae to obtain localized anesthesia but higher up the trunk, dates from the early 20th century. In 1920, the Spaniard Fidel Paget described the segmental epidural, but died in an accident, and it was the Italian Achille Mario Dogliotti in 1931 who became the technique's promoter. In 1884, the American surgeon William Halstead injected cocaine close to small nerve trunks to obtain anesthesia in the territory of the nerve concerned. George Washington Crile anesthetized larger territories by injecting the anesthetic in contact with large nerve trunks, such as those of the brachial plexus, sciatic nerve, or femoral nerve, after surgically stripping them. In 1911, Herschel and Kuhlenkampf defined the techniques for approaching these nerves through the skin, using sometimes complex skin markings. The certainty of correct needle placement is provided by the patient, who feels a small electrical discharge. To facilitate this process, neurostimulation uses weak electrical currents to elicit a muscular response to identify the desired nerve. This technique was perfected by Georg Perthes as early as 1912, but never developed further. It wasn't until the 1970s that advances in electronics led to the development of more manageable, high-performance neurostimulators. The technique then became widespread before being replaced at the turn of the century by ultrasound tracking. The acquisition of the various techniques will be facilitated by highly detailed books, veritable Bibles of locoregional anesthesia. The first was by Heinrich Braun in 1905. The most important was that initiated by Frenchman Victor Pochet, taken up and developed by his American pupil, Louis Labat, before being taken over by John Adriani. Cocaine was the major element in the genesis of local anesthesia, but its deleterious and toxic effects soon became apparent, sometimes leading to the death of patients undergoing surgery. The search for substitutes began at the turn of the century. Frenchman Ernest Fourneau produced Tovane, the first purely synthetic local anesthetic, in 1903. 2 years later, German chemist Alfred Einhorn developed the much less toxic procaine, opening the door to a new class of local anesthetics, the amino esters. It wasn't until 1948 that xylocaine, lidocaine, synthesized by the Swede Nils Löfgren, appeared, and is still the most widely used local anesthetic in the world today. It also opened up a new class of local anesthetics, the aminoamides, which are more powerful and easier to handle with virtually no allergic risk.